Let's now turn our attention to Lord's Day 45 of the Heidelberg Catechism, which we now begin our last section, because we're at the last part of the year. 7 or 8 weeks left. And we begin with an introduction to prayer. So Lord's Day 45, which is found on page 46. Let's begin by responding to the questions. Why is prayer necessary for Christians? Because it is the chief part of thankfulness which God requires of us, and because God will give us grace and Holy Spirit only to those who earnestly and without ceasing ask them of Him and render thanks unto Him for them. What belongs to such prayer which is acceptable to God and which He will hear? First, that with our whole heart we call only upon the one true God, who has revealed Himself to us in His Word, for all that He has commanded us to ask of Him. Second, that we thoroughly know our need and misery, so as to humble ourselves in the presence of His divine majesty. Third, that we be firmly assured that notwithstanding our unworthiness, He will, for the sake of Christ, our Lord, certainly hear our prayers, as He has promised us in His Word. What has God commanded us to ask of Him? All things necessary for soul and body, which is Christ our Lord, comprised in the prayer which He Himself taught us. We're going to hold there because, Lord willing, we'll end the congregational prayer by using the Lord's Prayer. Saints of God, why do we pray? You see, the world sees prayer as a sign of weakness. It serves only to make yourself look self-righteous. Right? It has no power. When we pray, nothing seems to change. Prayer is for those who don't want to accept responsibility for themselves. We just throw up a prayer and hope that God does it for us. That's really the perspective of the majority of our world and why we pray. And sometimes you may even hear from skeptics or atheists that God is a crutch. You need God to exist. You can't handle the fact that He doesn't exist. And I always thought, man, that is an insult to God, to say that He is a crutch. He's not just a crutch. He's our life support. Do we recognize that? We don't need Him to exist. We know that He exists. I don't need God as a crutch. I need Him for every single moment of my life. When the Lord redeems us, He humbles us to see our sin, to see our folly, and to hear how loud creation groans for renewal. The Lord commands us to pray because He knows how much we are in need of Him. We pray not because of needing to fill up a ritual, but because we know God's commands are good and wise. The longer you walk with Christ, the more you understand that you need prayer like you need air to breathe. Prayer is a reminder that we are creatures who need the mercy and grace of our Creator and Redeemer. Prayer is a reminder that we are not in control of our lives. Prayer is a reminder that we have every reason to be thankful. Thankful not only for what God has and will provide, but that He hears us when we have need of Him. We don't need to go through a temple priest. We don't need to go through any earthly mediators. We don't need to get right or be in a holy place or some kind of level of sanctification before we can come to God in prayer. No, we come to God in prayer because He promises, like in the Psalms, to surround His saints with shouts of deliverance. We come to God in prayer because He is our rock. He is our strength. We come to God in prayer because we cast our cares upon Him. We pray because of His faithfulness and unfailing love towards His people. And much can be learned about prayer about why we pray, by even the common language of Scripture, of lifting up our eyes. Two examples. Psalm 121, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord. Or even the person of our Lord Jesus Christ in His life. When the majority of the times when He prayed, what did He do? He lifted up His eyes towards heaven. When He fed the 5,000, before He multiplied the fish and the bread, He looked up to heaven. Before feeding the 4,000, He gave thanks. And then in John 17, famously known as the high priestly prayer, that was said right before His crucifixion. What does it say in verse 1? He lifted up His eyes to heaven. Why do we lift up our eyes or our hearts to God in prayer? It's because He is our help in our time of need. And realize that Christ was the one who filled His life with prayer. Do you realize He never sinned? Do we realize that He never caved into sin once? And how much of His life was filled with prayer as the God-man? The Christ who never sinned recognized His need for the Father, for His help in every step of His life, especially at the end. And if the sinless Christ saw His need for the Father, how much more should we see our need for our Father's help? We thank the Lord for all the things that He has provided us, body and soul. We thank the Lord for that He will provide for us all things for body and soul. He hears us because our prayer is in Christ's name. He responds to our prayers faithfully for the sake of His Son. And the Father cannot and will not fail to provide for us because of the love that He has for His Son and for those who has been purchased by His Son. Amen. Amen.